Mark Galvin founded a string of tech companies on the seacoast, and he says one thing has dampened all their prospects: the crushing cost of healthcare.
Every time I went to start a new company, it went from being kind of a non-issue to a little bit of an issue to a bigger issue to a giant issue.
So Galvin wondered, could you drive down the cost of healthcare in New Hampshire by helping consumers shop for the lowest price? There are lots of obstacles here, but if Galvin could crack the code, it would be a big deal for people like this guy.
So my name is Dave DeBroncart. I was diagnosed in 2007 as almost dead with stage 4 kidney cancer. I love good medicine because I was saved by it.
And since being saved, DeBroncart, who lives in Nashua, has become an evangelist. He lectures around the world about healthcare transparency.
I mean, I was astounded, and I kept finding that when I actually got the bill, there were a whole bunch of things that nobody had told me about. You know, and I mean, I can't imagine anything being more crooked.
This maze of problems, no listed prices, misleading prices, hidden prices, it's well documented. What's new, though, is that rising deductibles are forcing people to spend thousands out of pocket. That's on top of monthly premiums, before their insurance company pays a penny. Tom Hart, an insurance broker and the owner of Landmark Benefits in Hampstead, says more and more clients are coming to him and saying,
"Oh my gosh, I wish I had that tool available to me last month when I needed to have my MRI." They will find that they spent a lot more money out of their pocket simply because they didn't log on to an app or go onto a website to find out where they can save money.
Turns out a chest x-ray could cost $600 at some of the state's hospitals or as little as $50 elsewhere.
So we're able to look at the actual walls of the heart. If there's an area of weakness, it'll be apparent when we look at these images.
Ken McGilton is a stenographer at Derry Imaging. Derry Imaging promotes its low prices. It runs radio ads, posts prices right on their website. But how would you know it was cheap if you didn't know what other providers charge? That brings us back to Mark Galvin. His latest venture is My Medical Shopper. In New Hampshire, the state tracks every cent private insurance pays doctors, clinics, and hospitals. Galvin's team runs this data through an algorithm. You type your procedure into the app or website, and the program ranks providers around the state by price and quality. Galvin says in New Hampshire, in 2013, when you look at the 100 most common procedures billed to private insurance, those procedures cost $466 million. So Galvin and his co-founder jiggered the numbers, and they found if everyone had shopped for the cheapest procedure, we would have saved 26%. And he said,
"Wow, it's unbelievable. You can get a 26% savings just by, you know, shopping off of this." And
so 26%, big savings, right? But then an epiphany.
Literally, I woke up in the middle of the night that night and I went, "Oh my word, we did the ratio upside down."
In fact, buying the cheapest procedures wouldn't have saved New Hampshire 26%. It would have saved 74%.
It was so dramatic, the 74%. Looking at a sheet of paper, you just automatically flip the ratio because it's just so unbelievable that it's 74% savings.
It remains to be seen if this app and its competitors can actually drive patients to cheaper providers. And more importantly, says Tom Hart, if that competition will be a wake-up call to the expensive providers.
Well, what about those healthcare facilities that are charging the 500% more? Are those charges going to start coming down?
Let's let Dave DeBroncart answer that question with another question.
When consumers have the ability to know in advance what something's going to cost, they will act, no question. Who in their right mind wouldn't?
For NHPR News, I'm Jack Rodolico.